Friedler. Avi Friedler. Avi Friedler.
Yeah, let's go. Ah, we're back. We're so back.
Something I can't deny. 'Cause somehow inside there's something alive waiting for me to live, and I can't describe the feeling above that never dies. For as long as I live, I'm true.
Enough of love, Ruah. Ah.
Freeler. Avi Freeler.
Chicago. Says the same.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
It's brand new, so I'm trying to figure it out still. So.
Okay, good. Mm. We're all trying to figure it out. For real.
No stopping. I got dreams I will pursue. I won't be caught in a coffin. Cause I'm in my way, I'll be there soon. So don't worry about the problems. Take a walk, just the process. Your bad thoughts, we dissolve them. You read a book, Rabbi Nachman. think, you dig inside and you go deeper. Express yourself through the music. This is what I love, yeah, this is what I do. I'm able to breathe and you saw this August. I was down deep in my darkest. I'm not trying to wake up nauseous, constant aiming at me like a target. Yeah, yo. Yeah, I'm able to breathe and you saw this August. Yeah, I'm just trying to write my song. Give me a minute, I'm creating this wherever the thought. Yeah, working on in myself, I don't know, need your help. This is a part of my story, yeah, I got a story to tell. My history, what it taught me, I won't give up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I'm a lion just like Jacob. Yeah, I'ma fight back till the day I'm gone. And you saw this, I was down deep in the darkest. I'm not trying to wake up nauseous. Yeah, I'm able to breathe and you saw this August. I was down deep in my darkest. Yeah, I'm not trying to wake up nauseous. Constant aiming at me like a target. Yeah. Yo. Yeah, I was down deep in my darkest August. Inside your mind, just let it go. Feel like this all the time. Had to get up on my own. Just look up into the stars to see your vision. Is it like that breaks the dark? It's hiding in the distance. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Yeah.
What's
the
other one that we did? That would be too
hard. Maybe next year.
Next year.
I'll practice it more.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right. Amazing. Thank you. Wow. Ooh. Every day is so special in our life in general. The tzaddikim were able to tap in and are able to tap in to the special color of every day of our life. Avraham, the Sarah, Zakenim, Boim, Bayomim. A person's life is his days. Is every day. It's brought down that your life is a microcosm of your day. You wake up in the morning and you go to sleep. That's like being born and dying. A person wakes up. Chadoshim labkarim, Rabba munasecha, moida ani lefanecha, shechzarti b'nishmasi. It's one of the reasons we say shaloyasani goy every morning. Every morning it's brought down. It's like a rebirth. Every morning, every day we are new. We're fresh. If we only knew that, if we only were able to tap in how every day is its own world. Every day, every moment. But every day is its own world, starting off your day. They say, the Maral says, Averis Malashin Avar, that a person who's stuck in his Averis is only because he's stuck in his past. Stuck in his past. I can't recognize that Ein Va'ata Elolashin Tshuva. Ata means now, not Va'ata you. Ein Va'ata with an ayin. The Medrash says, Va'ata now is Lashin Tshuva. Because Tshuva, the Rabbeinu Yoina says, Rabbeinu Yoina, a Rishon says that if a person wants to go ahead, the other Rabbeinu Yoina says, it's not enough covet. I just want to say it's not enough covet for Rabbeinu Yoina. If any time anyone thinks, or Reuven Yona thinks, that he's getting enough honor and covet every day, it's not enough. We have to be mechabed Reuven Yona more and more. One of the reasons a person has a chiyuv to be mechabed, not just his parents, but the Gemara says, achicha hagadol, is not just achicha hagadol, it's es, right? Any older sibling, because any older sibling has a tremendous hashpa. So if we have to honor Reuven Yoina, momo, shkayach momo. New song, tune in, yeah. Okay, well, Hi, Gevaldik. So the other Rabbeinu Yoina says, that's where I was in the middle, before we got distracted from this Rabbeinu Yoina, that he says when a person wants to do new and avodas Hashem, someone wants to start new, he wants to start, I want to be fresh, I want to change, I want to let go of my past, I want to do tshuva. I just saw today in the Chavetz Chaim where he brings, it's so deep, so deep. I saw the Chavetz Chaim brings that it was a big matana when a person would have tzaras if he spoke Lashon Hara or he did something bad, because it was so clear that I have to do tshuva. It was so clear that I have to return and I have to change my ways. And tshuva is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. The Yetzirah makes tshuva into something dark and complicated and complex and dirty and ichy. Tshuva is the most beautiful, 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 beautiful thing. It means to return to Hashem. It means to come close to Hashem. It means to feel Hashem's warmth and His love. To feel the warmth and the love of the Torah. To feel the love, to feel that I'm finally home, to feel like you're at home, to feel that I'm at peace. And of course, the Yetzirah doesn't want us to feel that way. The Yetzirah wants us to be confused. The Yetzirah wants us to think of our past, to be worried about our future. That's the main thing, depending on what stage you are in life, to be scared about your future. What's my future going to be? What's my future going to be? What's my future going to be? And the tzaddikim tell us to focus on today. The tzaddikim are always telling us to look at today as a microcosm. Hayoim, excuse me, hayoim im bekoilei teshmo, ki ein loy la'adam ela oisai yoim v'oisa shah sha'oim et boy. When a person wants to, I said this over to you when your other song, Shalom. I said this pshat over to you. It just hit me right now. The Hashem Melech Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch Li Olam Vaed. That when somebody wants to proclaim Hashem Melech, Hashem, I want you to be my king. I want you to be my father. You are my father. I want to connect with you more. I want to be close to you. So what happens? All of his past comes up. But you've done this wrong, and you've done this wrong, and you've done this wrong, and you've done this wrong. And what's going to be in the future? You're a big talker. Right now you're saying Hashem Melech, but it ain't going to go. It's not going to last. You've tried this before. It's not going to last. It's not going to last in your future. So I'm either haunted by my past, or there's no way I'm going to be able to commit to my future. So what are the tzaddikim said? Hashem Melech, right now you proclaim that Hashem is your king and you want to change? Don't worry about your past. Hashem Melech. Hashem was the king back then also. Don't worry. And what about your future? Hashem Yimloch Le'ilavadeh. Hashem is going to be with you in the future as well. And what happens is we get a bilbul, which is Melush and Mabul. We get all turned around and we say, but how? The answer is, one of the answers is when I focus on today, and I look at today, that today is my life. When a person looks and says, how's life going? How's your life going? It's really saying, what are you doing every day? If my life is going well, what time are you waking up in the morning? What time are you going to sleep? And what's going on in between? That's basically, when were you born? And when did you die? And what happened in between? Every day is literally a microcosm. It's one of the reasons the Arizal says, for a person before he goes to sleep, to go ahead and to do tshuva. Before a person goes to sleep, he's supposed to do tshuva. He's supposed to be meichel everybody. He's supposed to ask for everyone to be meichel him. He's supposed to really, it's a serious time. You say Kriya Shema, what's going on? Right before a person dies, what's he supposed to do? He says Kriya Shema. He proclaims that Hashem is the king. He asks for mechila, because it's a microcosm. When a person's going to sleep, it's a microcosm of now my day is dead. Because this day never, ever, 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 ever will ever come back ever again. Today, Sunday, Chaf Iyar, the 18th of May, 2025, Tufshin Pei Hei, this moment that we just had, coming back singing, I'm so thankful that the first song we had live, after Lag Ba'omer, live, no pun intended, but that is, to say, I'm choosing to be alive, I'm choosing that I want my life, I want today to be, and I want to tell you something, it doesn't matter. It's 6 o'clock. It's 18 o'clock. It's 18 o'clock. Doesn't matter what you did till now. Does not matter what you did till this second. I can be connected to Hashem. I'm sure all of you at some point were connected to ourselves. That's the beauty of music. It's one of the reasons why someone who's mourning the Beis HaMikdash is not allowed to listen to music. Why? Because we're disconnected. Part of the losing of the Beis HaMikdash is to realize that I'm not connected with everybody. I got to learn to connect myself more to people. I need to connect more to myself. You bring the guitar together in yeshiva, together, it's beautiful. A new R. We have a new R. Shalom's a new light who's just here. A new light. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's not just Stam, I just want to say, it's not just Stam that Momo, you can mark it down. You can mark it down at the time that your song comes out. When you have a new light, a new shade. When someone new comes to the yeshiva, I'm not going to start with Ellie Manella, because then we're going to start singing. You have a new light, a new person. Every person brings. It's usher. There's something called by Sheva Brachas. We learned the Gemara in Ksubis. It's a whole sugya of Panim Chadashas. Panim Chadashas Bo Lakan, that it brings. You're supposed to have during Sheva Brachas, you're supposed to have a new face. What, it's a cute thing? You're supposed to have a new face? You're supposed to have a new person there. Why? Because it brings Simcha. Why? What, it's a cute thing? Let's say you don't like the guy. What's the pshat? The pshat is because every person brings so much light. Every person brings so much light. Every person is shining. Every person has so much shining, so much shine. Okay, you don't always hear it so obvious. Some people, their shine overflows. It overflows, so it's easier to see it. But every person is so light. There's so much aura. There's so much aura. And every day there's so much power into each and every day that we live, that we have on this world. I was thinking today, that's really what Svira Sa'imer is about. Svira is Meloshin Sapir, to shine. Svira, to tell over, to count, is to shine. Sapir, to shine, that every day, there's no other time in our Jewish calendar, no other time where it's so important. Oh, what's today? What's today? I don't know. Today's Sunday, whatever. Who cares about the date? Oh, I know that today is the 35th day of the Omer. Did I say it? Did I not say it? Did it count? Does it not count? Yeah. When you go ahead and you count, when we go on a trip, we're going on a trip. Okay, is everybody on the bus? We're taking count. Especially when we were out in Poland. Anyone who was with us in Eastern Europe, right? Want to make sure you don't want to leave anybody behind over there. Right? You're counting. Why are you counting? Why are you counting? Because you count. That's one of the reasons you're not allowed to count. Why? Because it's chashivas. You say, this guy's here, and this guy's here. You have to say, Yeshia es amecha uvarch. Why? Why do you have to do that? Because it's chashiv. You start counting people. You start counting. They say one of the tzaddikim, they say a story, one of the tzaddikim who would stand and sit and have people come to him for hours and hours and hours and hours. Someone once asked him, I don't get it. How do you sit there, people walking by you for hours and hours and hours and hours? They asked the Lubavitch Rebbe, he used to stand every Sunday and give out dollars, give out for 10 hours straight. Sit there. Someone asked the Rebbe once, how do you do that? How do you do that? So he answered, he says, if you ask a diamond jeweler who's counting his jewels, if he ever gets tired of counting his money, his jewel, how much gets tired? He gets excited. I have another one and another one and another one. Every yid is shining. Every yid, every day shines. Every day shines. During this time period, we're able to tap into that. We're able to tap in that today. I thought about it today. I'll speak to Rabbeinu Yonah about it, right? Every day in the world, there's a sphera, whatever that means. We're not getting into the Kabbalistic aspect of it. There's a sphera. There's some type of shape, right? That's why the winter, there's more dark. In the summer, there's more light. You know what this month is called? This month is called Iyar. What does that basically mean? Or, there's a light. Know what it's called? Iyar? Ziv. Ziv is a light, is a shine. This month has a certain shine. Svira. Svira Sa'imer. You could tap in. I'm telling you, everyone. I'm telling you. You could tap into something that you haven't tapped in your whole entire year. The irony is, what does the Yetzara say? Ah, it's the end of the year. The year's over. You could tap in. Today is Malchus Shebahoid. Today is Malchus Shebahoid. Malchus Shebahoid, what does that mean? Malchus Shebahoid, just to share one thought, maybe, Malchus Shebahoid, maybe, is that Hoid is beauty. Hoid is beauty. And like we said the other day, Hoid is also Torah Shebaal Peh, talking, speech, talking. The beauty, the Malchus of Hoid is the actual manifestation of talking. What does that mean? And I was thinking like this. We were singing Kikare Velecha Beficha Ubelvavcha La'asaisa. The hardest thing in the world is to act. To talk, I don't know if anybody knows, talk is easy. Talk is cheap. Anybody can talk the talk. To walk the walk. To live what you talk, to live what you say, to live what you work through, that is Malchus. That's the Malchus. That's the manifestation of Hoid, of Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen was a person who didn't just speak. Aharon HaKohen was the person who was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lefnayu lefnim. He got in there. You know how you get in there? By doing. Beficho b'lvavcha la'soysay. To be humble. Hoyd is also humble. To be humble. The most humblest thing sometimes is not to talk and just to do. Don't talk, just do. Emor ma'at ba'aseh harbe. To do. And nobody knows the greatness of people is nobody knows what you do. Nobody knows really deep down what a person does. Nobody. I was talking to Avram last night. We were talking about one of the tzaddikim. About one of the tzaddikim, we were talking about Rabbi Kalish Shlita. We were saying, and Avram was saying, Tati, you got to listen to what he's saying. And listen, I said, I want to tell you something. Rabbi Kalish is godless, his greatness. What he says is a tip of the iceberg. It's not what you say. Anybody could say anything. It's when you live. Tzadik b'emunasa yichya. It's when you live a certain way. Yes, it's nice to say, I love everybody. Yes, it's nice to say, every yid is beautiful. Right? It's nice to say, every person, we love everybody. When you live it, when you embody it, that's malchus shebahoyd. That's aron hakohen. That's the highest level. That's v'shav el beisai. That's the Kohen Gadol, who whether he's at home talking to his wife and with his children, or he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to him it's the same exact thing. Shevisi Hashem lenegdi tamid is the pshat b'chol drachecha de'eyu. Whatever I'm doing, I embody that. I live that. That's my existence. And that's hard to get to. It's a high madriga. But we can all get there. We can all get there when we focus on today. When I focus on today and I don't worry about tomorrow, doesn't mean you can't plan for tomorrow and can't plan for a month from now or your future. And it doesn't mean that once a week for 45 minutes or once a week for an hour, if you need to go for therapy. Remember, therapy is once a week for an hour. Out of your whole entire week, it's beautiful to look into your past. It's beautiful to look in and to heal and to learn to do it. And if you need more time, you need more time. But in the big picture of things, of course we deal with our past. Of course you have to deal with your past. And of course you deal with your future. Once a week, imagine if once a week, twice a week, whatever it was, for an hour a day, imagine. You think about your future. What am I going to do? Great, you have another 23 hours. Minus 8 hours of sleeping, you'll make the cheshbon. You still have 10 hours left with eating and sleeping and everything. 10 hours left to what? To live today. And the Yetzirah doesn't want you to live today. He'll tell you to focus on yesterday, and he'll tell you to focus on tomorrow. Why? For one reason and one reason only. Don't focus on now. Don't focus on today. Because if I don't focus on today, then I lose today. And I lose today. I can't begin to explain to you. It's good that I can't see them. I'm not going to give a big schmooze about two holy Jews who we were zeicha. Should I tell you how funny life is? Someone who just showed up here, someone who doesn't know someone, so looks at these guys from the mirror, they got lost, they got on the wrong bus, they came to Moshe Matisyo, they have a vart later on of a cousin in Kiryat Sefer, they heard about this yeshiva, they're American guys, it's cute, they're coming to visit, these yeshivish guys sitting and learning Torah all day. Right? That's what someone could think. Someone could look at that. That's beautiful. That's great. I would stand up for someone, offer them a coffee, make them feel at home. But know what the joke is? Those two chevra over there, not to get anybody so nervous, those two guys over here, those two tzaddikim over there, sat in this base medrash, sat in these dorms, not just for 1 year, not just for 2 years, not just for 3 years combined. It's probably about 20 years together. But what's the pshat? Two guys who sat here, I just want to tell you, and shine, not because they went to, you know, I'm saying this in a positive way, not because they went to school from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade and third year Beis Medrash and followed everything that everyone told them. The reason they're sitting like the way they're sitting and they're here is because they dug deep into themselves. And they continue to dig deep into themselves. And it doesn't happen overnight. I can't tell you. It does. Svira Sa'imer, why don't we just go from Yetzias Mitzrayim straight to Har Sinai? What do we got to wait 49 days? You know why? Because it takes time to get there. It takes time to get there. It takes time to get there. Wherever you're headed, you will get there. Wherever you're headed, you will get there. You will get there. You have to have that belief that you will get there. But don't worry about your past and don't focus on when you're there. Live today. Focus on today and you will get to wherever you want to get. It's an honor, just to say, it's an honor to have Shaya Lichtman and Shlomo Buchholter here. Honor. It's an honor. Oy, Reb Shaya ben Reb Yosef. Reb Shaya ben Reb Yosef. Hi, Reb Al Yisrael. Hi, Avram. Is Nisanel here? Zoicha, to continue, really, you should both be Zoicha. I suggest anyone to have a conversation with each of them. I'm not just saying that. Ask them. Get advice. You can get business advice from Shaya. Not just Torah, not just life advice. Shlomo's worked on himself like crazy. Shlomo's worked on himself like crazy. Besides his good looks. Bli ayin hara. Okay. Go.
Please. It's forbidden to talk negatively about someone, even if you include yourself in the Lashon Hara. For example, all of us siblings are a bit lazy. That was an example.
Avram's not leaving you at all. Thank you. Shkoyach, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Shkoyach.